Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm, of course, Angela Butler. The guest interview today is with Pastor Augustine S. Chia. Pastor Chia wrote a book that I feel is very enlightening called Survival Beyond Belief, The Rape of a Nation. Hello, how are you, Pastor Chia?
I'm doing fine. This is Angela Butler, and thank you for inviting me.
I need to apologize to you. Everyone, I had internet connection problems, so this is going to be a short interview, but I'm going to invite Pastor Chia back on the show. And thank you for agreeing to come on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So you lived in West Africa. Liberia.
I was born and raised in Liberia, West Africa.
Okay. All right.
But
your
I now
book.
Live in, yes.
Yes, sir. The book, you live in New York, right, sir?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say? Okay.
Yes.
Your book, I mean, you went, that your country went through 14 years of war, civil war.
Civil War.
And it's, I mean, I couldn't believe what I read. I think it's 160 pages. I didn't put it down. I didn't put the book down.
Mm.
I kept reading. I mean, how did you, I know it's God. I understand that it's God that brought you through. But there were so many times that you could have been killed. And it was like Liberian people. Or West Africa people.
Right.
How did that make you feel?
It was all your
belief and faith in God.
Actually, you know, my faith in God has been very strong. And the Civil War actually was a shock to many of us Liberians because much of what we knew then about Civil War was learned through the news about other African countries, Angola, going through over 20 years of Civil War, like what was going on in South Africa. Liberia had been very much peaceful up to that time. So when the Civil War... the Civil War started in 1989, December.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
It started in 1989, December, and it was on different levels. It was both political and
political.
Ethnic.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Pastor
Chia,
I cannot
hear
you. Yes, 19. What were you saying, sir? Hello?
The Civil War was on two levels. It was political, and it was also on an ethnic level. It was ethnic groups that were fighting against each other, but many of them were holding positions in the government. And the rebel groups were trying to overthrow the government.
The rebels were trying to overthrow the Liberian government. So, in your book, you wrote former slaves who later were called freedmen, went back to their home country, and they bought some of the ways and traditions of America.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, how it goes, the free slaves went back home, and this was on the mass. Because these people that were free, they were being transported by an organization called the ACS, the American Colonization Society. So they facilitated free slaves that wanted to return to Africa.
Okay.
And they chose to go to West Africa. And Liberia was one of those places that they landed. But confusion came because the indigenous people that were there did not understand what was going on. They felt that these people came to take back their land.
Take back their land that they were taking from the plate.
You know, like these people were strangers coming from somewhere else to come and take back their land. So fight broke up. And eventually they lost and, hey, decided to, you know, say that let us all live together and stop the fighting. But since then, the free slaves, which were like, let's say for instance, then was like 5% of the population, took over and began to rule. And of course, they brought a lot of good stuff. They brought education and many other things. But there was another civil war that went on because they have to exercise their control over the majority of the indigenous people that were there.
Okay.
And this went on for decades.
Okay. All right. Well, went on for decades. You know, as I read your book, but you don't blame the way they were treated in America as slaves for the outcome, you know, of Liberia. You don't think that had anything to do with it? No.
The way I personally saw that, I could blame the way they were treated here. But as far as what went on there, as, you know, the conflict between both parties, I feel that these slaves that were here, that were free, they had the right to return home. That is their mother's land. They had every right to return to their mother's land. But it comes, you know, when it comes to the land issue, it has nothing to do with race. Whether you're black and white, if somebody sees you are encroaching on their land, they want to react. You know, where are these people coming from and coming to take our land? You know, so these people had every right to go back home. But eventually, in the end, they had to live together. But the problem came when over decades, just imagine 5% of the population ruling the 95%. Because many of the indigenous people, as a matter of fact, they were very illiterate. They couldn't read or write. So these free slaves took education, established schools. They also took along with them, you know, Christianity, even though there were other religions that the indigenous people was dealing with. But Christianity now was in the mix. And things began to go on. But there were a lot of suppression and discrimination. This will later on lead to the Civil War.
Okay. So West African people discriminated against West African people.
Right. I would say, the Liberians. Now, the free slaves were called American Liberians.
Okay.
American, not American. American, C-O-A-M-E-R-I-C-O. American Liberians. That was to distinguish, you know, those blacks that left from here and went to Liberia.
Okay. All right. So there was a lot of bloodshed, a lot of murder, a lot of murder. That must have been thousands and thousands of people who were murdered. And
250,000.
How many?
About 250,000. 250,000 people died.
250,000 people were murdered.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Very horrible.
In your book, you talk about the horror of 300 children being killed.
Right.
Would you tell the people listening about that?
Yes. Now, the 350 children that was reported being killed. This happened in the heat of the war, and nobody actually has photos to say this is the evidence of the video. But the news of that traveled everywhere. It was all over the country in the news. And these children were reported buried alive. And the reason was the government, the government soldiers that were fighting against the rebels, they arrested many of these children who were many teenagers, and because most of those that were fighting with the rebels were children, could not tell who was who, but whoever they suspected. So when they caught these children, the report says that these children were buried alive, and that the rumors, you could not even get rid of it, because for instance, 600 people were butchered alive on July 29th in the city, in the church building. They were taking refuge in the church, and the government soldiers went there at night and killed every single one, including babies. So when this happened, the news of the 300 children being buried alive were even reinforced. Say, yes, this is possible. This is mean the truth. Look at what they have done in the capital city.
Okay.
In the church house, where people feel, well, these people will be, they'll have the conscience of God and be afraid, but it be no refuge for anybody.
Okay. And then it was a point in the book where you talk about the babies that were killed. Babies.
Yes.
Mothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was a baby.
Right.
That was pregnant or had a child, and she'd been living in the woods.
Yes, she had a child. And the reason she was killed, this is why it makes civil war so dangerous. Civil war, meaning you don't have to be carrying guns, you don't have to commit any crime. You are just guilty by being you. Let's take for instance. Let's say the state of New York fighting against the people of New Jersey. So whenever the New Yorkers see anyone from New Jersey, whether they're innocent or not, just the fact that they are from New Jersey, they'll kill them. So
okay.
This mother, the government forces, she was from the tribal group of the government forces, which is called the CRAN, K-H-R-A-N, and the rebels were from the Mana. So now, she was in the territory of the rebel group, and she was hiding in the bushes for days with her baby. But because of hunger, she decided to come to town. And when the rebels saw her and noticed that she was from the other ethnic group, they took her baby from her, just shot her dead.
Okay. All right. She was considered the enemy. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that.
She didn't do anything
wrong. You talk about God all through the book, and you have verses from the Bible. You have great faith, and throughout the book, I can see as you wrote where your faith grew, and your prayers prayed for. And it's 90 seconds. I'm going to invite you back. I mean, it's just a miracle that you made it through, because you weren't one of those 200.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
And you're a pastor now in New York City.
Yes, I'm a pastor now in New York City, Queens.
Okay.
Pastor of Tabernacle of Israel Ministries.
I believe it's called the Tabernacle of Israel Ministries Incorporated.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have you back on the show. I got about 50 seconds. It's an amazing book, everyone. It's written by Pastor Augustine S. Gia. The book is entitled Survival Beyond Belief, The Rape of a Nation. It's about Liberia in West Africa. And he will be back on the show, and I will be posting and letting everyone know when Pastor Chia will be back. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you coming on the show. 14 years of civil war and a lot of pain, suffering, and murder, but the power of the Lord got you through. You know, but it was horrible. But thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. The show is off. I'll call you in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.